sound of the underground.
We probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Jazz Amok.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to say good evening to you and welcome to the Jazz Corner of the World. Bruno Records presenting to you the Baron John Carter. So let's all get together for the Jazz Corner of the World and give them a great big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. How about a big hand, everybody?
Ooh.
Uriah McRaven and something from his brand new release, Deciphering the Message, just out on the Blue Note recording label, Tranquility. Certainly reworked and revisited, originally working with Bobby Hutcherson's slow and sparse tune and beefing it up, indeed. Part of, as I say, a brand new release from Micaiah McRaven, who was left to run amok in the Blue Note archives and did a bunch of reworking, as we heard there. Joining him in the reworking are live musicians, and they include Greg Ward at alto sax, Joel Ross at the vibraphone, Jeff Parker with some fine guitar work throughout, Junius Paul at the bass, and Deshaun Jones at reeds and flute. And of course, that was Pee Wee Marquette starting off that piece, the legendary host at Birdland. Good morning. That starts this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. John B. here, as usual, for a Friday morning dose of creative jazz. And I do hope you can stick around and enjoy the music. I got a bunch of it lined up. Of course, we're here for a couple of hours right here on the People's Power Station, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And you can find us online, of course, at www.ckut.ca. Thomas Chapin is going to run through this set in spirit and in music. Celebration of the fact that some live music is happening in Montreal this coming Tuesday night at the Sala Rosa. The Ivan Nonnette will be performing their homage, shall we say, to Thomas Chapin. And we are going to, in celebration of that, as I say, Thomas Chapin is going to rear his reed and his flute and throughout the next set. We're going to start off with his reworking of a piece, namely Ask Me Now, the Monk composition. This is from Thomas Chapin Trio release Sky Piece, the last release from him. Recorded in 96, released the year of his death in 1998 on the Knitting Factory recording label. And it features, of course, Thomas Chapin at alto and sopranino saxophones and many flutes. Mario Pavoni is at the bass, and of course, Michael Sarin at drums and percussion. This is Ask Me Now, all right here in Jazz Amok.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ivan Nonet and a piece from their release, Thomas Chapin III Unearthed, a piece entitled Maiglia, composed by Ian Bramford, who directs the Nonet and plays drums, Yannick Anctil at the piano, James Annet at alto saxophone, Stéphane Diamanti-Arcu at the bass, Julie Hull at the tuba, Etienne Labelle at trombone, Bertrand Margeledon, excuse me, at the trumpet, Marilyn Provencher-Leduc at the flutes, and Orléans Tomasi at the saxophones, again from Thomas Chapin III Unearthed, the third, obviously, homage to the late, great Thomas Chapin. Prior to that, Mario Pavoni, of course, who played with Thomas Chapin for many years in the trio. He runs his own, or ran, I should say, his own dialect trio, and they augmented it to a quartet, adding the great Matt Mitchell at the piano. From the album Blue Vertical, released just shortly after Mario's death earlier this year, that was Blue Poles. Pavoni at the bass, Dave Ballou at trumpet and arrangements, and Tosh Ansori at the drums, and again, Matt Mitchell at the piano throughout. Prior to that, another piece from Sky Piece, the 1998 release from the Thomas Chapin Trio, with Chapin at reeds and flutes, Mario Pavoni at the bass, and Michael Sarin at drums and percussion. That was a beautiful piece entitled Night Bird. Prior to that, a piece recorded in 1984 from Thomas Chapin, released on Radius in 1984.